It's the PVO show with your man DLP the Prince, and today we are talking about AEW Dynamite recap. Just talking about, you know, since just some good things that we saw yesterday. We're also doing our live podcast as well on our Twitch channel. Remember, that's twitch.tv/DLPDAPRINCE. Nerd Rage, y'all know how we spell Nerd Rage here, NERDRRAGE. So make sure y'all check us out whenever we do go live. Sometimes we do the live podcast on the stream, and then sometimes really we just, you know, saying we just play different games. And then also there's our TBD Wrestling of the Twitch channel. You guys can come and check out TBD Wrestling. That's we play on 2K. And got a whole universe set up of creative wrestlers. So just something a little exciting that we put on. We got something we're doing right now while we're talking about our recap from last night. Last night was awesome, man. Like the way everything ended too was just great. I wasn't expecting everything that we saw yesterday as far as like the ending, man. Like, you know, sometimes when a show ends, you know, that main event can sometimes get overshadowed by everything that's already happened in the beginning of the night. And you had some good segments, and something that AEW has been doing when they start their program out. And I think this is something that Tony Khan has learned, you know, saying basically just from all the guys that's been around him, that's just been trying to like help teach him, you know, like what to do and, you know, what they know and stuff like that. Like, today there was a report that he's now, you know, taking the EVP's roles of creative control, not necessarily away from them like they did something bad, but more like, you know, like I got this now. And I think that also has contributed with, you know, after learning what to do, you know, saying like what to do and like how you can do some things. I think, you know, that now has given him the confidence that he needed originally. He now has that confidence that he needed. It looks like that's what he's been doing with that. Cause like, it's been hot. If you really look at it, these last couple of matches and everything, it's been red hot. Everything's been soaring for them. They've, you know, saying the ratings have, you know, been constantly just going up. You know, a lot of people talking about the product. I got people that don't even watch wrestling that's talking about wrestling because they've been seeing what AEW has been doing and they like it. They like, I'm a little interested. You know, I've been telling, and I tell everybody all the time, you know, like, go watch Dark. Like, you have if you have a phone, you know, you like watching, like, you know, dumb videos and you like watching stuff. Yeah, you honestly, you can't go wrong. You know, we've really been going back and forth here with this storyline here on TBD. Adam Brooks and Kid, man, you know, Kid is our 15 champion. Kind of like the lightweight, kind of like our cruiserweight champion here, pretty much. He's been holding that title down, and Adam Brooks has been just trying to get his own redemption story going. So what he's gonna do here. But last night, Adam Cole came out and started the night off with a win against Jungle Boy. And honestly, you know, there's no loss from yesterday. There's no loss. I mean, Jungle Boy and Adam Brooks, they put on a damn clinic, you know what I'm saying, yesterday. And that's the first match. And that's what I'm saying. They've been starting off hot with, you know, pretty much their hot stars. Now, I would say if I could do anything a little bit different, I would stop coming out with CM Punk every time, but I get that they're trying to ride this wave. I get what they're doing, and I'm not against it. Like, I'm not against it. I get what they're doing. Like, you gotta, like, because sometimes you gotta ride that wave of popularity. And I feel that has been pretty much the whole premise. You know, when the show starts off, CM Punk's music goes off. I'm not saying that I'm against, like, using your hot star, you know, and everything. It's just, don't do it too much. You know, don't make a habit of doing a little bit too much. And I felt like they kind of sort of, or maybe like, you know, they might be, you know, trying to ride that wave a little bit too much. But I don't want to necessarily say that and take anything away from them. Because I really don't. I don't want to take anything away from them. Let's go, Adam. Let's get on up there. But Adam Cole and Jungle Boy, they really, it was exciting. Jungle Boy really just, man, the kid is polished. The kid is polished. I was talking here on the live podcast here pretty much saying that, you know, we have four young men that are exceptional. They're getting the spotlight that is absolutely needed for every single one of them. Every single one of them is getting, I mean, honestly, you couldn't be upset about, you know, like what's happening. You couldn't be upset. There's just no way. Trying to actually not to lose here. Yeah, trying not to mess up here. But yeah, you could not be upset about, you know, the outcome of last night. Even though Adam Cole pretty much, you know, saying he cheated like right there at the end with that, you know, saying with the kick. Is anybody upset about the finish? No, hell no. Jungle Boy's fine. As a matter of fact, because of that at the end there, this is still something now you can see the next time that you ever see Jungle Boy versus Adam Cole, it'll definitely have to be at a pay-per-view. It'll have to be at a pay-per-view, and people are going to want it. Now that you've seen this match, like you see this match for what it is, yeah. Like, yeah, I wanna see this match again, but I wanna see it happen at a pay-per-view. You know, saying get another, you know, like get something else behind it. And there's a lot of options that they have right now. If they don't go with a trios title, you're gonna need a storyline. You're gonna need something for Adam Cole to do. I'm hoping actually that we really do in fact get this trios title. Cause you can still go ahead and basically come up with a story for the Super Click versus Jurassic Park. Damn, he still lost. Goddamn. That's a shame. That's a shame. I'm actually upset about that. That restart the match. We said restart the match. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna restart this match because I'm trying to do something here. I'm trying to move on with the storylines here for my guys. So if you guys are, you know, saying if you guys again, I know it's weird when I do my live podcast and we actually do the recording for the podcast. I know anybody that's listening to the podcast, it can be a weird episode, you know, saying because you guys are not able to interact and whatnot like that, but definitely, hopefully that's a template to have you come around to the Twitch channel That's why I said, you know, go to the Twitch channel, give us a follow, and just, you know, make sure you check us out when you get that notification and it pops up, man. That's what it's there for. And hopefully it does work, because, like, you know, sometimes notifications don't pop up for some people. It's always a good time here, man. You know, PBO show, when we on the Twitch channel, it's always positive. It's always a good time. Always trying to hear, just have some fun, man. That's what we're here to do. Put a smile on somebody's face is what we always here to do, to at least let somebody, you know, one person leave with a smile today. So yesterday, right after the match, pretty much the entire Elite came out, and everybody's, you know, boasting and celebrating, and, you know, you kind of waiting to see, like, all right, so where are they going to go with this, with all of these guys, because, you know, it's setting up something. Bryan Danielson comes back out, and that's after interrupting them again. I'm loving that. Like, go ahead and keep interrupting the Elite whenever they're running their fucking mouth. It's good. I just got to say that I like the way that they're handling things. You know, all of these guys all started out as, you know, executives in the, you know, in the company. This was a huge vision for them to change the landscape of wrestling. And when you get involved in a lot of stuff like that, it's like, how are you going to be able to handle being a star and also still pretty much, you know, being one of the, you know, saying one of the guys that's, you know, in charge? You know, and I think it's good for them that, like, if they want to continue to be executives later on and stuff like that, when they're finally done, I think Tony Khan is more than likely going to have something for them available. But at least for now, you know, these guys are going to pretty much, you know, go back, figure it out, just work as stars. You know, saying for the promotion, and, you know, and just really just go from there. And I'm loving it. I like it. I like what they're doing. Because I think that really, like, helped Tony Khan kind of, like, learn what he needed to do to run his, you know, saying to run the promotion and, like, run the, you know, the weekly show, and then go from there. Like, pick up the pieces that he needed to learn. And now that he knows it, like, now he can take off and go with it. So you got Bryan Danielson comes out. And he automatically, you know, saying just starts, you know, just attaching to the fans and saying, hey, do you guys want to see this match? Okay, let's go. And, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. So there's a lot of promos on last night's episode. There was a lot of promos. Also, this was the anniversary for John Huber's passing. So, you know, it was a special moment in the show where the Dark Order, they all had a big ass match, and they had to come together as a team, and they almost, you know, just, they almost lost it all. Like, you know, literally it was almost the end of the Dark Order again. They're split up. Everybody wants to leave. Nobody wants to help each other. Nobody wants to, you know, do anything. Hubert's wife comes out. And then gets everybody to pretty much get their shit together. Like, hey, get your shit together. And it was awesome. It got everybody insanely rallied. And what they ended up doing, man, was that fun. It was fun, man. It was really fun. And that was a highlight of the show. That was a big highlight. And it's something that, looking at everything that happened on the show, you wouldn't think that this would have been the pick for being the, you know, the top thing that happened last night. Because, see, Sammy Guevara won the TNT title last night. That's how the show ended. The show ended, like, huge. That was big. That was really big. Like, unexpectedly, I wasn't expecting that, I gotta say. Really wasn't expecting that. There we go. Look at just me. No. trying to capitalize on this. But like Sammy Guevara freaking wins the title last night, and I'm still railing on the fact that, you know, the Dark Order, you know, like really put on an absolutely amazing match. Like, it doesn't get talked about enough, but they, you know, they really find a lot of ways to just, you know, just make certain shit work. There's stuff set in there that's set up for if they ever need to, someone else can come in and take over the Dark Order, even though they've always said, you know, we don't need to go in that direction. We want to leave things as is. For his memory's sake, no one needs to be in charge. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you bring in Rotunda, without question, absolutely without question, do you just go ahead and let that happen? I'm sorry. You let that happen. Like, Rotunda is the only person I'm pretty sure Hubert would never have an issue with being the leader of his former faction. He would never have an issue with that. There's no reason to. Like, you know, Rotunda is somebody that guy most definitely knows can handle the job and is going to do a fantastic job at doing it the right way. That's right, boy. Hit him with that stunner. Yeah, I really have been just feeling like if they let it happen and let Rotunda come in and take over the Dark Order, I think the Dark Order is going to be great. They're going to be fine. And there's so many talented guys in that group already. John Silver, there's a lot of good pieces a part of the Dark Order. This faction started off kind of weird. I mean, it was extremely weird when they first got started, and their promos were fantastic. Join the Dark Order, those promos they did when they first got started were awesome. Like, you didn't know where they were going with that. It was really weird how they used their one guy who was like their spokesperson. It was weird how it was set up, but as time went by, you see all these pieces and you're like, what is going on with this group? John Huber came in as Brody Lee. Fantastic. Then they started adding pieces like Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana seemed like the weirdest person to join that crew. Like, it didn't even make any sense as to, like, why they had added, you know, saying why they even had added him. But, like, when, you know, it's all worked itself out now. Because, like, Colt Cabana he's fully in on the Dark Order. They just got a lot of good pieces there. I like what I see when I look at the Dark Order. But they're so over after everything that happened with Brody Lee. They're so over. They're not even what they were supposed to be. Like, the Dark Order, like, legit has a lot of amazing pieces. And they even have, Anna Jay and they have Ty Conti a part of the faction as well. So they got a lot of good pieces. When you bring those trios titles, you definitely already have three amazing guys you can put together and, you know, sit and do their thing. You got Evil Uno and Garrison, and then if you want, you can add John Silver or one of the guys, one of the many guys that they have available, and there's your trios team. Not saying that they have to be champs, but, like, they're going to be good contenders. They're going to be poised for this. The trios title definitely needs to happen. Like, whoever is in charge of making sure that that does become a thing, you need to know that that needs to be a thing. Skip to Sammy Guevara winning that title. Can we not talk about how good that fucking match was? Another match where whoever wins this match, did anybody lose anything? Because, man, that fucking match was fantastic. It's weird. Sometimes a main event match really can get overlooked. because, you know, a lot of, you know, saying big things happen throughout the night. And sometimes that main event can be like a letdown, or it can be like a slow burn, something like that. No, under no circumstances was this match a letdown. This match was like really, it was good paced. You know, saying it was stiff, you know, saying had a lot of moments in there where you was like, damn, Sammy. When he finally hit the GTA, that's what I'm talking about. That was good. Miro, hats off to both of them for doing a fantastic job and just putting on an amazing match. Miro was a goddamn standout TNT champion. He did exactly what you were supposed to do. Come out there and show everybody that you are a beast. And I loved his promos. He goes, I pray to my God and I fuck my wife. I love that shit. That was awesome. Keep all of that for Miro. I think Miro will do perfect if they allow him to chase the title or even come in and literally just take the fucking title. I don't care. Take the title. Take that shit off Kenny Omega if you want to. Kenny Omega's done a fantastic job as being a belt collector and grabbing all the belts, you know, saying and running with his championship run. I think a lot of people are overlooking the fact that this may be the one time that you guys see the Young Bucks and them kind of like take these belts on so that they can say that they had them and then literally let everybody else do their thing. If you remember the Young Bucks, they could have been the first champs, the first tag team champions, and they didn't even do that. When they started off the tournament, it was Private Party that beat them, and that's still one of my favorite AEW matches. It happened on Dynamite. It was a tag team tournament for the inaugural tag team belts, and Private Party beat the Young Bucks on Dynamite. That was fucking great. I didn't expect them to even give them that win. And the Young Bucks were out of the tournament. And that was smart. That was fucking genius. Let the top, you know, saying the top team that you know we're going to give those belts to later on down the road, let's let them sit this one out. Frankie Kazarian, the Fallen Angel, and Scorpio Sky were your inaugural tag team champions, the SCU. I'm not going to lie. SCU, all three of them are talent. They are all just, they're all gold talent. Frankie Kazarian can be 50 years old and that man can still kick your ass. He still can put on an unbelievable match. That man is talented as fuck. You know, the Fallen Angel. The Fallen Angel is talented as shit. We're going to be seeing some more Christopher Daniels hopefully soon. So it'll be good to see him come back and do a run or something like that. I would love to see him just like come back for Dark and start doing a lot of matches there and challenging a lot of young guys there to give them some tutelage. But if they're trying to go for a run or something like that, then we're probably going to see him show back up for that ladder match probably, maybe. Like maybe the Fallen Angel will show up for the ladder match because they haven't said like who's going to be in that match. And I'm okay with that. Like if they don't announce who's in the match until Dynamite happens next week, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them literally saying, we're going to present to you who's in this match later on tonight. Okay. Because I'm telling you, no one's going to lose. That match is you're going to be golden with that match. That match is going to be great. I have high expectations. I have really high expectations for that. Talking about the Dark Order again, Anna Jay, Ty Conti, awesome. They've been getting TV time. They've had a very set forward rivalry that they've had with Penelope Ford and the Bunny, and they got their revenge last night with a full on straight up tag team match. Thought it was good timing as far as the match went. You know, had a couple commercial breaks, but just the match itself, good match. You know, the Bunny and Penelope Ford, they're not slouches. I thought it was actually a good showcase. If you say you want to do a tag team, if you want to do tag team belts for the women, even though like they still need to beef it up if they want to do that. But honestly, if you are thinking about going that route and adding tag team titles, I love titles, so I say go for it. You know, I'm sorry. People like titles, and people like seeing people go for titles. So you're never going to lose with that. There's a few people, you know, that'll grumble and say, oh, there's no need for a title. But honestly, if you're talking about selling, you know, like getting more casual people involved into your product, then yeah, you want to put that gold on somebody's waist. And you want to showcase that gold off. So yeah, go ahead. I say greenlit the trios titles, greenlit the women's tag team titles, and go for it. Hell, even with that TBS championship, go for it. If I was in charge, I would do an AEW Dark championship for the women's and the men's. Because there's going to be people that's never going to necessarily be on Dynamite until they're officially ready. And unless they're needed to fill in. So why not have something? Because this is your developmental. And I think now that Dark is going to be mainly showcased, I think it's at Universal Studios. It's at Universal Studios. So if they're gonna be there, then they definitely need to do that. They need to take advantage of that. Because you're gonna have some guys that are not going to be on Dynamite at all. And why not? Like, why not go ahead and just keep the guys there? Have guys that only are on Dark so that they can just stay and get the tutelage that they need. Because you can bring your stars in on Dark and had them do some dark matches with them. And, you know, like the teaching just helps, you know. You're only going to get a better product. Because like the one thing in wrestling, I get it. People want to be that top guy. But when it comes to being the top guy, if the fans haven't said that you're the top guy, you're not the top guy. So the competition that a lot of wrestlers have always had behind the scenes, like this wrestler is fighting with this wrestler because, like, you know, the both of them want to be the top person in their companies and stuff. If the fans didn't say you are, then guess what? You can stop fighting with your coworkers because you're not the top guy. I don't know why I felt like saying that, but I'm just saying, like, I've never been in the wrestling business. And as a fan, I'm kind of pissed because like it would be great. That would have been a great opportunity to have been involved in wrestling. You know, there's so many small promotions that are out there. You know, it's crazy to think how many guys you'll never see them on television. Like it'll be a dream to see them on TV. Because there's so many wrestling promotions that are out there. Shit is crazy. Switch back here. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for checking us out and showing us love over the last couple of days. Like I said, man, I've been noticing that there's a lot of people checking out the channel. Please keep checking out the channel. Please don't forget, go to Twitch channel, DLP the Prince, Nerd Rage. I am going to think about possibly changing that and winding that down because some people, it's a little brutal for them. But again, twitch.tv, DLP the Prince, Nerd Rage, please go to the channel and follow us there and show us some love there. We always have a lot of fun there. You can interact with us and whatnot. We have a Discord as well, and usually I have the link there on the Twitch channel that you guys can go in there and add yourselves to there. So like always, man, please share. Tell everybody about the podcast. We love you so much here, and you guys have a wonderful day.